Thank you so much, David. And unlike Hyatton, I haven't changed much during the picture, but I'm in fact wearing the same top as I was wearing in that picture. So it's nice to have that memory tonight. It would be very easy for me to stand up and just endorse the comments that all of my colleagues on the panel have said, and indeed the Secretary of State as well. And I think I would like you to take it as a given that I agree. But what I wanted to talk about actually is the risk, the one risk that I see with the innovation strategy, and that is around the theme of inclusivity. Because I personally believe if we do not get this right, the innovation strategy is pointless. I don't know whether the name Maria Ressa will resonate with any of you, but Maria Ressa is the one woman who won a Nobel Prize this year. That is in a history of 6.2% of Nobel Prizes going to women. I know I'm in a room of many male allies, which is a delight. So I hope you will permit me sharing a story from an event I attended yesterday where a senior technologist in a British business, a large British business, said to a public forum that he felt he wasn't listened to in the room compared to, and I quote, his ethnically impoverished colleagues. And we are also in an age where we have 1% of professors in the research establishment who are black. And just today, in the last few days, we're hearing again from black colleagues in the research and innovation ecosystem that they feel the system is institutionally racist. We have a problem there because that means that we don't have the role models to change the debate, to change the ecosystem. And the ecosystem needs to make that change. Why is that? Well, that's because we need everybody to participate in this innovation journey we're talking about. We are still in an age where, even though the numbers are gradually edging along, we have less than 7% of girls who took computer science A-level this year. That's lauded as an improvement, and I'm so great, happy to celebrate that achievement, but it's not good enough. It's not good enough if we want girls to be at the table for designing the algorithms that will define our future, if we want everybody to be at the table for designing those algorithms. And the reality is education, I think Hillary pointed it out earlier, as did you, Max, education is fundamental to innovation. Because the reality is the Institute of the Future brought out this fantastic statistic saying that 85% of the jobs of the future, the jobs that we'll have, our kids will have in 2030, are not yet known. So what do we teach our kids? Well, we have to teach our kids the innovator skills. The innovator skills, if you look at the great book, Innovator's DNA, that's things like associating, questioning, observing, networking, experimenting. Are those the skills that we put in our curriculum today? They're not. So how are we going to create that next generation of talent that brings everyone along that journey of innovation? And that's just the younger people of today, but there's a whole workforce that needs to come along that journey. This is about lifelong skills, lifelong learning, and we're not equipping people to have the skills to take part in this really exciting innovation journey we've talked about. I don't know if all of you know this, but one of the really shocking statistics for me around the COVID pandemic was that 1.5 million households did not have internet access during the pandemic. 20% of kids did not have access to a device to home learn during the pandemic. So there is a huge, important piece here about social inclusion, making sure that everybody, irrespective of what background you're from, the experience you've had, the opportunities your family have had before you, are brought along that journey. And this is where I think we have another huge risk, which is that as lovely as it is to talk in the hallowed walls of the Royal Academy of Engineering about a subject like the innovation strategy needs to mean something to everybody in the U.K. And that's where we need, as people who are passionate about this issue and are passionate about making the U.K.'s future one that is driven by innovation, one where actually everybody in the country understands what that means. And that's why it's great that Innovate UK and other organizations are leading that charge to translate this world that we live and breathe into a world that everyone can participate in. If we look at this, these are huge risks. A risk of not having enough representation at the table, a risk of this being a workforce that is not equipped to deliver all the really exciting things that we talked about, and also the risk that this becomes an echo chamber conversation that people like us talk about and believe resonates with the broader world. But in the spirit of turning risks into opportunities, for me, this is the opportunity of the innovation strategy. We have a strategy that can actually bring the people along with them. We have a strategy that can mean something to everybody in the UK. And if we have and seize that opportunity to ensure that everybody is at that table in the design of that innovation, in the development of that innovation, in the scaling of that innovation, I do firmly believe that we will not only be able to seize the economic advantage that innovation will bring, but actually make the societal changes that will define the future. Thank you.